just seeing how your team responds to adversity by turning all the lights off.
I wish. No. we're excited to be back at work, getting ready to play a great football team, defending Super Bowl champion on Monday Night Football. Be a great challenge ahead of us this week to prepare and get ready to play a game that really against a team that has very, very few, if any, weaknesses. We're going to have to play our best football in every phase in order to have an opportunity to beat them on Monday night.
What Josh, you emphasized physicality most of the season. It looked like last week was maybe the first week where you didn't come out on top in that. Is that about matchups? Is it about size? Is it about one?
Nope. We didn't play, the way that we're capable of playing. And that's not an excuse. Baltimore forced us to play the way we played. And they deserve credit. We talked about that the other day. And, we've got to do much better. But it's not about matchups. We have enough players out there that can, match up physically with anybody in this league. We just we didn't play as well as we can.
Does Pittsburgh present the same sort of challenge?
Absolutely. It's a very physical team in every phase. And, that's to me, that's where it starts with the Steelers. If you're going to get out physical offensively, defensively in a kicking game, you're going to have a hard time winning. And they're definitely going to challenge you in every area. Every one of their players plays like that. I don't care if it's the kickoff returner, the kicker, the tight ends, the lines, whomever it is, Roethlisberger. They're all physical players that play tough and are going to present that challenge to us individually and as a team collectively.
Josh, have you been able to put your finger on why the slow starts and what can you do to combat that?
Yeah, we're gonna try to address it every day that we're here. It's been a multitude of different reasons, whether it be execution of a simple thing or a decision we made, a bad call on our part, something that, a mistake here or there changes the beginning of the game just like it will the end of the game. And we've got to play really good football, in the first quarter from the first play on if we want to start fast. And that starts in practice, building that mentality that we're going to have a first, our first individual period is going to be a good period and our team period is going to be a good period. And we're not going to make a bunch of mistakes and wait till halfway through practice, to get going. So we've got to continue to try to build that mentality through our work on the field here, and hopefully that mentality and that state of mind will carry over into good execution to begin the games each week.
How do you look at the different factors coming to this one, coming off a loss, Monday Night Football, coming against the defending champs?
I think it's an exciting opportunity. It's an opportunity for us, is what it is. We haven't lost before. Now we have, and we learned a lot of things about ourselves through this process the last couple of days, and there's plenty of things we need to fix and improve on quickly in order to play and compete against a great football team on a great stage. And we're excited to be here today to start that process with our players and hopefully have a great week of preparation and go out there and play our best game on Monday night.
I talked to you about Ben during the Super Bowl last. And I have that
kind of just mentions the name of Ben, yeah. And the lights go out.
And we were talking about he does this, he does that, but you ultimately said that what he does best is he wins. He has a way to win. Can you measure winning outside of, like, at the combine, guys haven't won a game, lost a game? Are there characteristics you see in a quarterback that helps you determine whether a guy's a winner or a loser?
You can, I think sometimes you can kind of get an idea of how much winning drives a certain person. I think their history and their past and the teams that they've been involved in, if they win, 90% of the time, 80% of the time, and they've been a big reason why those teams are successful, then I think you can go ahead and associate them with being a winner. I mean, that's what they've done, and their past will tell you much about them. So he's always been that way, since he was a rookie. He was a rookie, and he won a bunch of games and won now two Super Bowls. And this guy is, different than other quarterbacks, but better than most in that he wins more games than everybody else does and wins the big ones when his team needs him to play well. He really does. So he's going to be a great challenge for us this week, certainly one of the premier players in the league.
Mike Tomlin's had a great deal of success as a young coach.
Yep.
Did you look at that when you took this job and said, you know, it can be done, he's a young guy, he's got it done, has a Super Bowl?
Well, he's a great, you know, he's a great role model for all of all coaches in this league. You know, young coaches, older coaches alike. I mean, he's very, very intelligent. Has a great background, history, learned from a bunch of great men in this league, and does a great job of teaching, motivating. You know, his players, his team. His team is always well prepared. His team is always gonna play with great emotion and energy. You never see them play with a lack of effort, and I think that's a testament to what he does on a weekly basis or a daily basis with his football team. So, you know, he's a positive influence on a lot of people, and, you know, that didn't really affect whether or not I thought I could do this or not, but certainly a guy that most of us would emulate, winning a Super Bowl in his second year and being as successful as he's been so far in his head coaching career.
Are you familiar with affected anything today?
No,
just annoyances?
Yeah, nothing other than that.
And a couple more for the coach.
Josh, can you talk about Ronaldo Hill and like how you feel he's played this year and what he brings to your defense?
Ronaldo's a very consistent player. He practices the same way. You know, he always does his job, for the most part, always does his job very well, protects the deep part of the field. He's very dependable for us. Has been a decent tackler over his career, and that's exactly what we've seen here. You know, a safety's job in our defense is to prevent touchdowns, and you know he's done a good job of doing that for the most part in every situation that he could be involved in. You know, I don't know that there's a player on our team that's more prepared on a weekly basis. When you listen to our practices, he's calling out most of the things before they actually happen, and there's not many players in the league that can take in all the information, all the preparation that you try to give the players, and then go out there and apply it without slowing them down. And he's one of those players that can do that and helps other players out while he's out there trying to do his job too. So everything we thought we were getting, and then some, a guy that I think a lot of people look up to on our team.
Jeff Michael, you're familiar with Roethlisberger as a prep player?
Say it again.
Did you know of him in high school?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. No.
Josh, I'm sorry. Were you done with that?
I don't know.
He's about this.
Go ahead.
Different look from Pittsburgh than past Pittsburgh teams. Not your typical team, particularly on offense. We talk a little bit about.
I would disagree. You the numbers may tell you that, you know, they're a different type of team, but this is as physical of an offensive line, physical running back. As we're going to play, and they can do either. You know, they just so happen they've gotten into a few games where they went ahead and made the decision to pass the ball more often than run it, or the score indicated that they go ahead and do that. This is a team that can do whatever they want to on offense, you know, and you got to stop everything. You know, you've got to stop the running game. You got to stop Mendenhall. You know, they got Willie Parker. You know, then you Heath Miller's fourth in the league or third in the league in catches. They got a bunch of big play receivers. But that's really how Pittsburgh's played all along. I just think the right now the thing that's sticking out to everybody is the statistical numbers in the passing game make everybody feel like this has become a one-dimensional passing team, and that's very far from the truth. I think if you don't stop the running game, you're going to have a big problem. You know, and you know you can try to stop one aspect and make them play the other way, but they've shown the ability to do either one effectively. And you know, you've got to play good sound defense and not give up big plays. And they've got so many players on offense that make those kind of plays and explosive plays, score touchdowns from a long distance. That you know, if you fall asleep on one play, you could be in trouble. So this is a team that tests you on every down, in every way you can imagine, and there's a reason why they were Super Bowl champions last year. There's a reason why they're, you know, one of the best teams in the league on a regular basis. So I didn't mean to disagree with you that way. I'm just saying that it's not really the case. They can do a lot of things that they've done in the past very well, and they can do, you know, like I said, throw it, run it, short, deep, scramble, gadgets, reverses. You got to be ready for everything against this team, or you're going to get taken advantage of.